You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
And when I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Well, we're on to Cincinnati.
It's my team. It's my quarterback.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Hello? You play to win the game.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
And on the way up, we're going to buy the kneecap off.
You kidding me? Playoffs?
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
How could he not be romantic about football, man?
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to Benched with Bonetta. First things first, I probably sound terrible, and that is because I am in my mother's basement. I'm under a beautiful sign that says cheers. I'm surrounded by scented candles. What's this one? Oh, spiced apple toddy. It's a very mom vibe down here, and I'm doing the best that I can because I just traveled Mohan Graver thousands of miles across the country to get to my mother's basement. This was the finish line, folks. This was the beautiful light at the end of the tunnel. So anyways, if I sound terrible, this is just what you're gonna have to deal with. You're probably gonna hear people walking above me. This is just, you know, this is the life that I'm living currently. I sleep in my mother's basement with an eye mask and two earplugs per ear because it's that loud. Oh, wow. Speaking of earplugs, I just drove across the country with my brother. It took 6 days. Okay. That's six nights of five nights, whatever, of snoring. Lots of snoring, Mohan, if you could believe it. And it wasn't coming from me. I can guarantee you that. He was snoring so loud, you guys, that he would wake himself up and go, oh, what was that? Somebody just slam a door? I said, no, Jacob, you are ruining my life. We traveled from Los Angeles. We went to a wedding in San Francisco. And then we went through Nevada, which I think I'm good. I think I'm good on Nevada. I don't know if I have to, no offense to people that live in Nevada, but there were signs every few miles that said, do not pick up hitchhikers because there are multiple prisons in the area. And so we were like, oh my God. We saw a car that was empty, could have been a getaway car. So I'm good on Nevada, I think.
Vegas?
Yeah, I'm good on Vegas. I think we've talked about this. We talked about this before the draft. Mohan was like, yo, you got to go to Dahlia or what's it even called? I don't even know. What's the fancy
Delilah's
restaurant called?
Delilah's.
Delilah's.
That was
Mohan was like, oh, I go to Delilah's like once every three months. Everyone knows
that
my
was Nabil.
Here.
That was
no, it was Mohan. Yeah. It was guys. I know it wasn't Mohan, but I want it to be his vibe. I'm trying to make it sound like Mohan's a Vegas
It was
guy.
Definitely Mohan. You're right.
Thank you. So Nevada, I can leave. Salt Lake City. I think I could also leave. The South Flats were cool. Everything was fine. Wyoming, though, you guys, I am moving there. Wyoming was the coolest place. Mohan, do not laugh at me. I am a cowboy. Wyoming was the coolest place I've ever been. As soon as we crossed over the little state borderline, I went to a boot barn and got myself a cowboy hat. And I don't want to like make anything weird. I don't want to like declare anything on this podcast, but I think that the cowboy life is a life for me. It fit me perfectly in every way possible. So I'm a cowboy now. We went through Yellowstone National Park. We had to go and buy bear spray because we were afraid because we saw claw marks on a garbage can. And we're like, we need bear spray. We just need it. Where else did we go? We went to Montana. I did not see Kevin Costner, which was a bummer for me in this podcast. I met two Benched with Bonetta fans on the road. Both asked about Mohan.
Wow. No, they didn't.
You're right. They
Get
didn't.
Out of here.
You're right. They didn't. They asked about Graver, though.
Ooh.
No, they didn't.
So close.
Come on.
But they're fans, guys. So they're fans of the show.
What did they say?
They just said that they were fans, big fans. And I
well, shout out to them. I hope they're listening right now.
I had to run away because I had my Invisalign on and I've decided that I look like a crazy person with Invisalign. I went to go get my driver's license before I left and I had to take a picture, which is just mean. Have the stock photo of the person on file. And if ever that they need to take a picture, then you ask, hey, if it's not 10 years ago, do you want the stock picture or do you want a new one? I would go with the stock picture because my mouth is trying to cover the Invisalign that I have in and it looks insane. So I just run away from everybody when I have my little mouth guards in. I dropped my mouth guards on the floor, on the ground on this road trip about 7 times. So that's fun. And then I made it into Canada and now I'm home and it's been a beautiful experience and I'm doing it again 3 weeks from now. Any questions about the road trip, you guys? Is there anything that you're curious about? I did not stop at the Spam Museum, but I did stop to get you Spam, Graver. I have Spam for you.
Nice.
Yeah.
What was the best podcast you listened to?
We tried to listen to Undaunted Courage. It's like the retelling of the story. This is so boring. The retelling of the story of Lewis and Clark. But in like a more progressive way, like they're like reading their diaries, but they're also saying like, hey, they weren't treating Sacagawea very cool. And so it was interesting to listen to it in that way, instead of just like reading about Lewis and Clark's journey. But it was crazy because there was a point on the trip that we like kind of intersected. So that was nuts. Whoa. My favorite thing that I listened to, which was completely unhinged, was Matthew McConaughey's book. We listened to Green Lights, or Green Light, whatever it's called. All right. And he's just lived an insane life. Like
it was. I read that book.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was good. I thought the way his dad passed away was pretty crazy.
Having sex? You could just say that. His whole
spoilers.
Life was insane. Yeah, sorry, guys. Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, that's why I didn't say it, and then you just went for it.
Mr. McConaughey passed away having sex with Matthew McConaughey's mother. So.
And that's how he said he was going to go, too.
That's a spoiler alert, if I've ever heard one. Thank you, Mohan, for that. But that was my favorite thing that I listened to. And now I'm in Canada, and I'm catching up on the football news. Because to be honest, guys, the New York Times article came out about Deshaun Watson last week, and I read it in my car. And I was just frustrated, and it was annoying. And Mohan and I, both ex-Browns fans, if you have been listening to this podcast, you know that. We were just feeling very frustrated. The Texans are now getting dragged into this and they're at fault in a lot of ways, supplying hotel rooms and the NDAs, which is crazy. So anyways, your girl needed a break from football. Thank you, Benched with Bonetta fans, for saying hi on the street. I'm sorry we didn't have an episode last week, but I was literally in a car the entire time or fending off snoring or afraid of bears. So I needed a sec. But a couple of things going on this week. The first headline that I saw today, it just made me feel really bad for Tua. Tagovailoa, Tyreek Hill. I don't know why he said this. I think that it was incredibly dumb. Sorry. He said that Tua is a more accurate passer thrower than Patrick Mahomes. Exactly. Why would you put your quarterback in this situation unless maybe Tyreek is like secretly wanting him to, maybe he wants somebody else. Like that, there was that video of him overthrowing that happened a couple weeks ago that like went viral and everyone's like, oh my God, Tua. Now Tyreek Hill is saying, hey guys, Tua is a much better football player than my old friend. I don't know.
That's some next level sabotage.
I get it. He's sticking up for his quarterback. He doesn't want the current guy throwing him the ball to like hate him and not throw him the ball. But at the same time, like, you know, if you throw out a comparison to Patrick Mahomes, that's just going to bring all the people out of the woodwork to talk about how that's not true. So I don't know. I don't think he was trying to sabotage Tua, but he definitely did on accident.
No, I like that's the drama of him actually sabotaging, though. It absolutely isn't. For somebody like Tua, I really feel bad for this kid. Like, I fell in love with Tua as soon as he entered into the NFL. I don't really watch college football, so obviously I know what happened in the last games and his incredible throw and all of that stuff and his injury, all of that stuff. He's an amazing and has had an incredible career thus far in college. But what I noticed about Tua, A, he's incredibly lovable. He is so well-spoken and is smart and fun. And just, you just want to be a fan of this guy. And I don't know if you guys remember it, but after his very first start in the NFL, he just like the stadium completely cleared and he just went out into the middle of the field and sat there and just like took it all in. And you were, and I think even, you know, new coach of the Dolphins, Mike McDaniel, has said this kid just loves football. He just loves football so much. He was dealing with an injury all last season. People were like, we should trade for Deshaun Watson, which would be like, if there were like headlines going out about somebody who's done terrible, terrible things, and my bosses were saying like, yeah, we're thinking about hiring this person to replace Rachel one day. Like, not only are you like having your job threatened, you're having it threatened by somebody who's like not a good person. So it's almost even more of a painful situation. He handled all of that with so much grace. Mo, I don't know if you remember when we were hearing all these Baker things come out and Baker was writing the letters and da 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 da. There were a lot of comparisons between Baker and Tua. Like, oh, this is how Baker is going to handle this, like a child. And this is how Tua handled it with grace and kind of like, you know, when they went low, he went high. I love him so much. I want him to succeed, but I feel like people almost don't want that to happen. Graver, what were you going to say?
Some stats here from Warren Sharp, who posted this yesterday, Monday. Tua on deep passes in 2021. Number one in expected points added per attempt. Number one in success rate and completion percentage. Number one in yards per attempt. And he was also number one in red zone success. Those are pretty good numbers for a guy that a lot of people don't have much faith in.
Yeah, totally. And who is under such scrutiny and who's been dealing with injuries basically the entire time that he's in the NFL. I genuinely like kind of feel bad for him. And I want to be like his biggest. Are the Dolphins still around on Bachelorette?
They are.
Interesting.
Very.
I really like Tua a lot. And it kind of bums me out that people are like so ready to like not like him. Like give the kid a chance. Give him a fair season of us not being jerks to him. So anyways, I don't think that was a good idea by Tyreek.
Also, yep. They like his rookie year, they were like, Tua, now Patrick or Ryan Fitzpatrick, why don't you go play a little bit? It's like, all right, you're good. Let's put Tua back out there for a little bit. And like, all right, that was fun. Now Ryan Fitzpatrick, just let him be the starter for once.
Yeah. And also I was on Pro Football Talk today just to kind of like brush up on headlines. And the very first headline that I saw was no excuses for Tua in 2022. Like, he's not making any. He is trying under the biggest of microscopes. Like, just stop writing headlines. Just let him play football. I'm really excited to see him with the weapon that he has in Tyreek Hill this season too. Like, he's never really had anyone like that before. So it'll be fun. The next headline that made me really, really laugh because Mohan, you and I know this, but cousin Sal Iacono. I did a show with him for many a years at Fox Sports called Lock It In or Fox Bet Live or whatever you want to call it these days. But he is the biggest Cowboys fan that I know. And Jason Garrett brought him so much pain that it made me happy. every single time he would come into work on Monday after a Cowboys loss, he was cursing Jason Garrett's name. He called him the clapper because on the sidelines, he was always just like, let's go, like doing absolutely nothing. And I saw this headline today and it truly, truly brought me joy because now I know he is going to be back in Sal's life. Jason Garrett, NBC has hired him for Football Night in America. He is replacing Drew Brees. Do we even know what Drew Brees is doing this year anymore? He was like thinking about coming back, right? Anyway, we don't know about Drew Brees yet, but we do know what Jason Garrett is going to be up to. He's going to be an analyst. So that's at like the big panel table, right? He's not going to actually be calling games. Right. God, I would love it if he was calling games.
It's like him next to Tony Dungy, like talking about the pregame and the halftime show and whatever.
Yeah.
How upset, Mo, do you think that this has made Sal?
Oh, he's probably so annoyed. But I bet he's also – well, he was with the Giants before, so –
No, I know, but it was
– hoping that
– He didn't have to deal with him. I'm going to text him right now. Jason Garrett, Football Night in America, what are your thoughts? Let's check back in at the end of the show to see how angry he is.
Love it.
So this just brings me joy. I want to see the very first time that he claps – on air is going to be a joyous moment for me. So we'll see what Sal has to say about that. And then finally, the last thing that I wanted to talk about was Cliff Kingsbury praying for Kyler to be signed before training camp. He's taken to Lord Baby Jesus to answer questions about Kyler now. What do you guys think about this? Because it's constantly been bothering me literally since like back in, when did this start? When was the letter written from his agent?
I think it was February 28th was that statement that the novel that
June.
His agent put
it
out.
It is June, and it is still bothering me. I can't believe that he's like, I don't know, just praying. Does that give you guys a lot of hope? Because it does not give me any. Like, if I was a head coach, I would go like, we'll get it done. We love Kyler. We appreciate him. We want him to stay. We're going to get it done. We're going to figure it out. Done, done, done. For Cliff to say praying, I just think is so – it tells me that things are not going well. He told reporters on Tuesday that he is trying to – okay, it gets worse. He's trying to control what I can control, but is praying that a deal is done before the start of camp.
Or you sound a little bit more confident, like everything's going to work out.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it.
It feels very much like – you know, you're in the 1800s and your kid has polio and you're trying to like pray that polio away. It's not going to work, baby. It's not going to work. You need some medicine. You need to go to the doctor and figure it out. I'm really curious. Honestly, I feel like the team that has the biggest question mark for me next season is probably the Cardinals. You know, there's going to be teams that are bad, you know, but they are the most intriguing team to me. I went to that Rams game. Please do not put a Who's House Rams House in there. You know what? I'm actually going to pause out of respect for you, Gravis, so that you can do it. I hate it so much. I went to that game, and I was so excited. And I've talked about it before. I brought my brother, and I was like, this is going to be really good. Like, if there is an NFL game to bring to you for your first time, it's this one. And it was so boring. It felt like the Cardinals didn't even really put up a fight. SoFi Stadium was louder there than it was at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, that's how stoked Rams fans were because that's how bad the Cardinals were.
Was it so boring that your brother snored through the whole game?
You know what I did? I thought I heard something. But the Who's House Rams House was almost too loud that it kind of drowned out the snoring. Good one. Good callback. I'm so curious to see it with the D-Hop suspension for six games. No one knows what's going on with Kyler. Is he going to be like fully healthy when he comes back? because he had some weird stuff going on last season. They are the biggest question mark to me. Are they still alive in the Bench with Bonetta saga?
The Cardinals? No.
They gone.
They gone.
I kicked them out after that playoff game. Okay, guys, we're going to go to break. I'm going to get the spam warmed up for Graver. We'll be right back.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't Nick.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Business. It's all the things that keep this world turning. And behind every one of these companies is a partner helping to keep it all moving. It's why the local flower shop and your favorite pizza joint, the startup in the stadium, hospitals and hotels, banks and restaurants nationwide, all choose the advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and round-the-clock trusted partnership from Comcast Business, the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Restrictions apply. Call or visit ComcastBusiness.com to learn more.
The best.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Okay, this is usually the time where I talk about the best and the worst things that I saw or heard in the last week. Unfortunately, I just like kind of saw crappy things last week. The Jack Del Rio stuff came back up. He was charged $150,000. I can't remember the number, but he charged a lot of money for his comments about the insurrection, which were the Deshaun Watson New York Times article came out. This just continues to get worse. I wish that we had some intel on what players, you know, how players feel about him. Like, you know, they can respect his game because obviously, you know, once upon a time he was an incredible football player.
But also, like, how much do NFL players really care about their teammates, like, personal views and things that happen in their, not just views but actions obviously, and even crazy ones like what's happening now, you know, with like the last 2 years, a lot of players alienated themselves by not getting a COVID vaccine, but then you know, they're still playing every week, their teammates are still their teammates, everyone's trying to win, everyone wants to perform well individually so they can go get paid on their next contract, everyone has is trying to win a Super Bowl,
a really, really good point. You know, I was texting Pete because we were like halfway through the country and we went to Mount Rushmore, which is a very interesting collection of people. That's like, you know, very patriotic people and 5-year-olds that's wearing a shirt that's like, defend this country by any means. And I was like, what does that even mean? Man. You're five.
Oh my gosh.
There was also another kid that was like 10 that said, I've been told that education is important, but fishing's more importanter. And I was like, What is happening in this country?
You gotta feed yourself.
That's true. But it just made me think, like, we, you know, we all live in Los Angeles, and I've lived in New York City before, and I've lived in Toronto, which is incredibly diverse and progressive. And like, we live in these little bubbles, but all across America, there are so many people that have different ideas than us and think a different way and feel a different way, or raised a different way. Like, I can only imagine, you know, those locker rooms just being such a, like, a melting pot of ideas. And especially the last few years, forget about COVID, politics. Like, so many people have been divided in this country. I wonder if at this point locker rooms are kind of like, I don't want to know what you're into. I don't want you to know what I'm into. Let's listen to music. Let's play football. And that's how we get on. So I wonder if it's just like, you know, you're going to do you, I'm going to do me. I want to play football. I want to make money. And if you're going to pass the ball to me, that's fine.
Right. Like the Commanders defenders who play for Jack Del Rio are probably like, well, whatever. I got to go perform well, you know? Like, it is what it is. That's how he thinks. He's uninformed or whatever, you know? Like,
but isn't that life? Like, you're always going to work with people that you disagree with, and you're always going to have to be like, you know, just stay in your life's about like staying in your lane, I think. And like, you know, obviously being vocal about the things that are important to you, but I don't know. I just feel like these days I'm like, everyone just stay away from me. I don't want to talk to anybody. Okay. I want to finish this podcast with things that I learned on the road. And the first one I think is very important. It actually could save a life. Okay. Are you guys ready? If a deer jumps out on the road, you have to hit it. You just got to hit it like a clean hit. You can't swerve. Don't try and save the deer's life. You just have to hit it. Because you could die if you don't. That's rule number one. Okay?
Mohan, can the deer go through your can't the deer go through your windshield?
You could die either way, I feel like.
Okay, listen, guys, these are my rules, not yours.
Okay.
So you hit the deer.
Okay.
You gotta hit the deer.
Poor deer.
I mean, I guess it could.
The deer didn't deserve
if you're hitting it, you're hitting it with the front of your car unless it like leaps up and lands on your windshield, but it's much more dangerous to swerve and try and save. Listen, I am very pro animal. I want to save deer. Okay. I want to save all the deer, but I also don't want to die. And we were driving through very sketchy parts of South Dakota, and there were a lot of dead deer on the ground. And my brother looked at me and was just like, you know what to do if a deer jumps out? And I said, no, save its life. And he goes, no, you got to hit that sucker. So I just wanted to share that. Maybe I save a life by saying this on the podcast.
What if it's a buck and it goes to the windshield and the horns?
Antlers.
Like you get impaled.
This isn't Final Destination. This isn't Final Destination. You're driving through South Dakota. You just got to hit a deer. Listen, this is just the wisdom that I learned as a road dog that I'm trying to pass along to my friends. Okay. Number two. All gas stations, every single gas station in South Dakota, absolutely lovely. Go inside, meet the people working there, shake some hands, just wash your hands after you go to the bathroom and then shake the hands. Pick up the snacks, great snack variation. South Dakota gas stations, 10 out of 10. Isn't that surprising?
I guess so.
Are the bathrooms nice?
Bathrooms, beautiful. Lighting in the bathrooms for selfies, 10 out of 10.
Wow.
People that are working at the gas station counters commented on things that I was wearing every single time that I went in. And they were like,
you
really pull off those overalls real good, girl. I don't know why I made them Southern, but got to give a shout out to my South Dakotans. Your gas stations and rest stops are top tier. I felt like I was in Paris. The Paris of the plains is South Dakota. Third thing, always go to Wyoming and always take the trip. Take the trip. If you're thinking about it, do it. I had so much anxiety about driving across the country, and I said, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to take my green light. Shout out to Matthew McConaughey. Mohan already talked about it, but his dad died having sex with his mom. Go through the green light, okay? Say yes. And I'm going to remember this for the rest of my life. And I'm only halfway through. I have to drive back through a completely different way. We also, We also saw a sign on the highway that said Sundance, next exit. And I was like, oh my God, the famous Sundance, like film festival. Do you want to go and let the dogs out for a walk there? And my brother was like, sure, that sounds cool. It's probably like a cool little town. It was not the Sundance that we were thinking of. It was a different Sundance. But it was the place where the Sundance Kid, do you guys know anything about the Sundance Kid? Because I did not. But it was this guy that was like the most famous robber in the United States of America. This was the one and only time he ever landed in jail, was in Sundance, Montana. I can't remember where it was. Mm-hmm. It was in Sundance. And that is this town's claim to fame.
Wow.
So
wait, rank these states.
Yeah.
South Dakota, Wyoming, mm-hmm. Montana.
Wyoming is number one without a doubt. The Grand Tetons are so cool. Somebody told me that they're called the Grand Tetons because the Native Americans saw them and they looked like boobies. That can't be true.
That seems far-fetched, but who knows?
Who knows? It might be. Let's ask Matthew McConaughey's dad. Number two, I would say Montana, but I don't feel like we really saw like cool parts of it. I was thinking like, I honestly thought Wyoming was like Montana, like in my mind's eye, like thinking about pictures of it before we left, like mountains and bison and all of this stuff. But the parts that we drove through in Montana were just like fine. Wyoming was insane. And then South Dakota was really cool. I actually really like South Dakota, but that would be three. But there was also a lot of elk everywhere and the dogs in the car would go nuts. I don't know. Like, guys, keep it cool. We are guests here. And they had zero chill. Also, I bought dried lavender to stick in the car so that it would smell nice. Didn't work.
Didn't work. Wow.
Did not work for us.
Sounds fun though.
But it was so much fun and I had a blast and I'm going to go back. And, so let me know where you guys think I should hit up on the way home from Toronto to Los Angeles.
Spam Museum. Kramer.
I'm not going to go back to the Spam Museum. It'd be an outrageous out of my way trip to just pick you up spam from the Spam Museum.
But how many cans tall are you, Rachel?
Yeah.
We did go to the Badlands and I think I heard a rattlesnake's rattle and I got the hell out of Dodge. Mm. I got out of there. Have you guys ever seen a rattlesnake? I've never and nope. I never want to.
Yep.
That was a big snakes. There were signs everywhere, like all over Wyoming, like don't go into this bush because there's poisonous snakes, and there had a picture of rattlesnakes, like get out of here.
Scary.
All right, do we have to kick off a team this week? It feels kind of sad because I just crossed America. What was my least favorite South Dakota or what was my let me kick off the South Dakota NFL team. Is that available?
We have kicked off 9 teams so far, so
ow,
we have
feel a
still
little ruthless.
Like, you know, 23 teams. Well, I guess we have to kick off 22 more. We only have, 11-ish, 12 weeks before the season starts. So we should actually pick up the pace, I think, on how many teams we're kicking off per week.
Okay. You know, I didn't love Detroit's toll system. And their roads were really bad, but I do love the Lions, so I am going to keep them in this for a little bit longer. Is Green Bay still alive?
They are still alive.
Wisconsin was really beautiful and really green.
Did you see Aaron Rodgers' new girlfriend that's going around on social media?
Blue of Earth.
Blue of Earth, the witch, whatever. Else, other.
So we're all a little witchy. Yeah, she's spicy, huh?
Pretty interesting.
To each their own. Okay, I think that's my sign off. The dogs are going crazy. Packers, pack your bags. Sorry, but you are out of the bench with Bonetta Bachelorette. We're gonna have to start getting ruthless next week, folks. Okay, I'm sending in my apologies now. We're gonna have to start doing double deckers. Mm-hmm. We're gonna have to start doing double deckers, and that's all she wrote. We got to do it. We got to get to the finish line for the start of the season. I need a new team.
Can I just say about the audio situation we're working with today? Just think of it like you're hanging out with us on a Zoom call or whatever video conferencing client you would use? Like, we're all just hanging out today. It's not a podcast. It's just a hangout.
Do you really think that are people going to stop me on the street on the way back and be like, God, I'm a big Bench with Bonetta fan, but your audio was not good. And also that Mohan guy really rubbed me the wrong way. I could see that.
All right.
I could see that happening.
Come on.
Guys, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with more football news. We're getting excited for the season, and we hope you are too. And we'll see you then. Bye. Yeehaw. Welcome to Wyoming.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds from Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at VisitCalifornia.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.